Good morning. Good morning and welcome in the name of Jesus to this all-age time of worship. Sunshine, springtime, about time, some of you might be thinking. Today we join together for this all-age time of worship to celebrate God's goodness. We see God's goodness in the new life of spring, growing at our feet and above our heads. We see God's goodness in Jesus. Jesus is the true vine. And we can see God's goodness, root and branch, in him. God calls us and each of us to be part of this new vine, this true vine, to grow in love, to be part of God's life, and to grow good fruit. And we can see God's goodness in each other. So let's greet our Zoomers, shall we, before we go any further. Let's say hello to all those on Zoom joining us. So we've got Teen and Christine. And we've got Rose as well, so bless you. Might be joined by some others, but good to be able to join us this morning. Good to see your lovely faces. Just to do with the children and young people, well, say the children, everyone's encouraged to stay in the service because we've got activities at the moment. But if your little one needs a break, then there is the children's church room out the back that you can take them to if need be. But I'm going to ask Andre and Arena now and our other musicians to open our worship proper by singing a couple of songs for us. Neither of these are particularly well known, I don't think, by the church, but I'm sure we'll be able to pick them up as we go along. But we're going to listen to Stand in Your Love, and then that'll be followed by Holy Forever.
When darkness tries to rule over my bones, when sorrow comes to steal the joy I own, when brokenness and pain is all I know, oh, I won't be shaken, no, I won't be shaken. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. Shame no longer has a place to hide. Oh, I am not a captive to the lie. I'm not afraid to leave my past behind. Oh, I won't be shaken. No, I won't be shaken. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. There is power that can break off every chain. There is power that can empty out the grave. There is resurrection power that can save. There is power in your name. Power in your name. There is power that can break off every chain. There is power that can empty out the grave. There is resurrection power that can save. There is power in your name, power in your name. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear Doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. Praise the Lord.
On those words, just be quiet before we sing our next song. We've acknowledged our need, our fearfulness, the problems that we face. Let's be quiet for a moment as we reflect upon those words and as we move on now to proclaiming the holiness of God. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can know your love. We can stand and live in your love. We thank you for your presence with us now and always. And Lord, we proclaim now together that you are holy forever.
Hallelujah.
A thousand generations falling down in worship to see the Son of Ages to the Lamb. And all who's gone before us and all who live believe will sing the song of ages to the Lamb. Your name is the highest, your name is the greatest, your name stands above them all thrones and dominions, all powers and positions, your name stands above them all, and the angels cry, holy, all creation cry, holy, you are lifted high, holy, holy forever. If you've been forgiven, and if you've been redeemed, sing the song forever to the Lamb. If you walk in freedom, and if you bear His name, sing the song forever to the Lamb. Sing the song forever, amen. And the angels cry, holy, all creations cry, holy, you are lifted high, holy, holy forever. Hear your people sing, holy to the King of Kings, holy you will always be, holy, holy forever. Your name is the highest, your name is the greatest, your name stands above them all thrones and dominions, all powers and and positions your name stands above them all. Your name is the highest, your name is the greatest, your name stands above them all thrones and dominions, all powers and positions, your name stands above them all, and the angels cry, holy, all creations cry, holy, you are lifted high, holy, holy forever. Hear your people sing, holy to the King of Kings, holy you will always be, holy, holy forever. You will always be holy, holy forever.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thanks to all our musicians. That's wonderful. Let's pray. All creation cries, holy. And we, your people, cry, holy. We worship you. We thank you for your goodness to each and every one of us, to all your creation. Lord, we come before you in our need, acknowledging that we are a sinful people in need of your forgiveness, in need of your help day by day. So we cry out to you. Send your Spirit upon us. Fill us with your light, with your love, we pray. In the name of Jesus. Amen. In a moment, so I'm going to ask the children to come to the front, because we have some colouring for you to do on the tables here. And the pictures are of spring scenes, and also a reminder that we're still in the season of Easter, still celebrating that Jesus is a risen Saviour. So we've got a picture there. He is risen. And also got a happy Easter bunny as well there. So, it's all sorts of colouring in for you to do in a moment. But before that, we have a game to play, for all of us to play. And this game is called Spring I Spy. Spring I Spy. It's just like I Spy, except that the only things to think about are things to do with spring. Signs that spring is here. Now, I realise it's quite difficult to see anything like that indoors, in here, in the sanctuary this morning, except that for this lovely flower display, of course. But you can use your imagination to think about things you've seen today or seen this week that tell you that spring is here. Now, so I'm going to start. I'm going to start this game, okay? So, this I Spring I Spy. I Spring I Spy, something with my little eye, something beginning with B. Brilliant, that's great, yeah. You've guessed it straight away. Okay, right, let's have a first picture up, actually, shall we? Here we are. Here's a picture of a bluebell. It's not a very good picture, actually, but a group of bluebells in my back garden. That's right, okay. So, but it's your turn. You can probably do a lot better than me. choosing something. Anybody like to do I Spring, I Spy? Oh, Miles. Miles is going to do something. Go on, then. Maybe we might need to get you the microphone so people can hear you, actually. Hang on. Oops. Just knocking the Bibles off the pew. There we go. Go to Miles. He's speechless now. I Spring, I Spy, something beginning with?
I Spring, I Spy, something beginning with B.
With B? Okay, right, okay. Anybody want to make a guess?
Bees,
okay, yeah. Is that right? No, okay. Oh, Caleb? What do you guess, Caleb?
Oh. Big voice. Blue flowers. Okay, yeah, well, could be. No. Miles is saying no. Okay. Blackbird. Okay, yeah, okay. Max is blackbird. Blue tits. Blue tits. No. Oh, why? This is going to be a tricky one, this one. Yeah, sure. Bugs. Oh, buds. Buds. Yeah, bugs as well. But buds or bugs? No, okay, no. Oh, hey. This is a really tricky one, this one. Go on, keep going.
Bunny.
Yeah. Oh, bunny. Oh, okay. Oh, well done, Max. That's brilliant. Okay, right. Anybody else like to do I Spring, I Spy? No, we're not still on B. No, we're moving on. So somebody else, I think Kay is going to do something. Go on, then.
Something
beginning
with L.
Can we guess? Lambs. Okay, right. Lambs is a good sign of spring. Yeah, that's right. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Okay, so we got I Spy. Something beginning with C. Oh, catkins. Okay, yes, that's right. Good one. Yeah. You're not supposed to give the answer as well. You're supposed to. Okay.
Something beginning with T.
T-shirt. I'm gonna guess that's an interesting one. Okay. Yeah. Depends what's on the T-shirt, I guess. Tulips. That's right. Okay. Yeah. Good guess. Right. Okay. Anybody else? I Spring, I Spy. Something beginning with. Okay. Right. Yes. Okay. The daffodils. Yeah. No, that's right. Yes. Yeah. Daffodils. Yeah. D. Okay. So here's a few more photos of things from my garden. That's right, yes. So, actually, before we move on, can anybody tell me what flowers these are? Without Colin with us this morning, it's going to be a bit more difficult, perhaps, but... So, what's he? Begonia. Okay, right, I believe you. Okay, right, go on then. Keep going. Another one. Peony. Okay, right, yep. Mm-hmm. It looks like a thistle. It does look like a thistle. That's true. That is, I believe, an orchid. That's an orchid, yes, I think so, yeah. I don't know what type, but anyway. Oh, any ideas? Joycea? This is me trying to educate myself, actually, about the flowers in the garden. Go on, yeah. And next one, I think we know that one, yes, that's fair enough, that's daffodil. Okay, we've got the washing in the background. Okay, actually, that's right. Shall we move on to the next one, actually? Let's move on to the next one. Here we go. Now, what's that? Dandelion, yes. Now, some people say these are weeds, of course. But they are still precious to the bugs in the garden, still precious to God as well. Let's have the one before, that's right, yes. Okay, so that is a dandelion clock, of course, okay? So how many seeds are on that clock? I mean, I'm not expecting to count them. But that's a picture of that's, if you like, a picture of the parable of the sower, isn't it? 30, 60 times, 100 times as many, okay? So actually, I'm going to ask the children if they might come down and start doing our colouring. If you'd like to come down to the front table. So Miles and Caleb and Joshua. Anybody else want to come down as well? Joel, yeah. Come and join us here and do some colouring. Do some colouring during the service, that'd be great. So, yeah. And also Maisie if she wants to come down, but I don't know whether you want to come down as well, Mummy, but anyway, yeah. That's right, yeah. So you can all come down together if you like. Oh, Joshua, we're going here. We're sitting here. That's right, yes. He was heading out. He wanted to go to children's church, but this is kind of children's church this morning. That's it. Here we go. Right, brilliant. Okay. So all those flowers that we saw, like we said, precious to God. Each one is precious to God, and this is what we could say about the young people, the children here this morning. And the dandelion clock shows us the promise of other flowers in the future, many other flowers in the future. And I want to say that each one of these little ones here is precious to God, but God has in mind a much bigger number, a much bigger harvest for people, for young people, the children, to be coming to faith here at Carey in the future. That's God's vision. That's God's vision for this church. Dandelion clock. Keep thinking about that dandelion clock. Okay. Right, we're going to move on to some notices now, actually. So I think Kathleen has got some notices for us.
deciding here what order to give them in. So I think I will leave the important one to the end so that we might retain it. So I'll start with this coming Saturday at Belmont Church. There'll be a community quiz and curry night. You can pitch up in teams of 8 people or just go along and join a team, and it is £12. So they'll be on the tables, I think. I've got a lovely thank you letter here, which I'll read. Thank you for your single donation of £423 on behalf of Hemel Hempstead Carey Baptist Church to our Middle East Crisis Appeal. Your thoughtful gift will help our established partners across the region deliver vital emergency supplies such as medical relief, food and shelter to vulnerable families affected by this terrible crisis. It will also help us to advocate for a just and lasting peace in the area. So it's a very important reason, and it's we raised £423, for which thank you very much. And that comes from Michael Mossimans, who is the head of Humanitarian Christian Aid. There will be, following the Baptist Union consultation on faith and sexuality, there will be a listening day at some point in the future.
It's not a listening day, is it? We're going to have a discussion day.
Sorry, yes, yeah. Sure. That's right, we've had that. It will be a discussion day. Colin's put together some information here that's on the table with the yellow paper, giving you, it's a booklet that's available, and it contains all the contributions to the listening day and other questions and comments. So the date of that discussion day on faith and sexuality is still to be advised. Right, this is the important one which you must retain. There'll be an extraordinary church meeting next Sunday, the 28th of April, right after the church service. Thank you, Margaret. Just as well somebody's listening. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
2 Sundays, April 28th, after the service. So at our deacons meeting last week, we were making preparations for the May members meeting. Now, at the May members meeting, that is where we review the renewal of the Children and Families Worker fixed term contract. We also recognise that the vision and mission statement has not been reviewed for 10 years, and it's this that underpins the children and family workers' role. So it's important that you have your, you can voice your opinions in this. We also have some financial challenges that require discussions, so there are lots of important issues that we require to discuss on April 28th. So please do try and come along. Thank you very much. That's it.
Okay. Thanks, Kathleen. Anybody got any birthdays to announce they'd like to share with us? I haven't heard of anybody having a birthday this week. Oh, wow. Yeah, we've got a bit of a bit of a famine of birthdays this week. Well, okay, right, fine, we'll move on. I think Jeremiah is going to read to us our first part of our Bible reading today. This is from the book of Habakkuk.
The prophecy that Habakkuk the prophet received. How long, Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen, or cry out to you? Violence, but you do not save. Why do you make me look at injustice? Why do you tolerate wrongdoing? Destruction and violence are before me. There is strife and conflicts abound. Therefore, the law is paralyzed, and justice never prevails. The wicked hem in the righteous, so that justice is perverted. Amen.
Thank you, Jeremiah. Our next song reflects upon the theme of the book of Habakkuk. Great is the darkness that covers the earth. Let's stand and sing.
Thank you.
be seated. I just realised there was another notice I should have given out, and that is that Andrea and Rina's friend, whose name I've forgotten, has brought a cake for us, especially this morning. So big thank you to you for that cake. So, that's right, yes. Look forward to that later on. Okay, so we're going to listen now to a bit more scripture. This is Habakkuk chapter 1 continuing. Joey is now going to read this next bit of the first chapter of the book of Habakkuk. Thank you, Joey.
Look at the nations and watch and be utterly amazed, for I am going to do something in your days that you would not believe, even if you were told. I am raising up the Babylonians, that rootless and impetuous people who sweep across the whole earth to seize dwellings, not their own. They are feared and dreaded people. They are a law to themselves and promote their own honor. Their horses are swifter than leopards, fiercer than wolves at dusk. Their cavalry gallops headlong. Their horsemen come far from afar. They fly like an eagle swooping to devour. They all come intent on violence. Their hordes advance like a desert wind and gather prisoners like sand. They mock kings and scoff at rulers. They laugh at all the fortified cities. By building earthen ramps, they capture them. They then sweep past them like the wind and go on. Guilty people whose own strength is their God. Amen.
Thank you, Joey. Another song for us to reflect upon these readings. He is the Lord and he reigns on high. My talk this morning, based on Habakkuk chapter 1, is entitled, Look, Watch and Be Amazed. Now, I have to be honest, I'm not sure why God led me to preach on Habakkuk. Really, Lord? You want me to preach on this? Now, Lord? More than ever, we need to hear good news, don't we? But there ain't a lot of good news here, especially in this first chapter of this book of Habakkuk. But as baffling as it is, Habakkuk is a little gem. Amongst all the amazing books of the Bible, it emits this mysterious kind of glow. It dramatically reminds us that God is so often counterintuitive. As God says through the prophet Isaiah, My ways are not your ways. My ways are higher than your ways. Now, we have certain expectations of God, don't we? I'm sure we all do. That our Heavenly Father should provide comfort and reassurance and send the help we need in a timely fashion. So we almost say, here's your job description, God. Here's what I expect you to do for me, God. But given what we read here in Habakkuk, we might be tempted to do an Alan Sugar with God. You're fired, God. You're fired. This is not good enough. You're not doing what we agreed on your job description. Habakkuk's first complaint to God is that there is too much violence on the streets of his hometown. What's God's response? You think what is happening now is bad. You ain't seen nothing yet. Watch what is going to happen soon. God promises to raise up the Babylonian hordes. Much more violence is in prospect. It's a bit like God responding to our fears about recent floods by saying, now watch this tsunami. It's similar to what has happened between Israel and Gaza in our times. Israel's response to hundreds of its citizens being killed and taken captive has been to kill and take captive thousands of their nearest neighbors. And yet in the history of Israel, with this book, we see God apparently taking a similar approach with his own people. Really hard for us to hear this. And it's difficult to watch what's happening on our TVs, isn't it, at the moment? But equally, it's hard for us to tear our eyes away from our television screens. This is, if you like, God's shock treatment therapy, shocking us out of any complacency, any sense that we might have that we have a God-given right to security and happiness. I believe God is sending us this hard message today. Just as he said to Habakkuk, no matter how hard things are right now, no matter how more terrifying they will get, things are going to go from bad to worse, but there is a deeper truth here, that God is still God. The Lord of all creation, the Lord of all the nations, will have both the first and the last word. Despite all we might be going through, both personally and globally, God will not abandon his creation. God will not abandon his people. Amen? Habakkuk writes that strife and conflict abound. And we know exactly what he's talking about, don't we? We know exactly what he's talking about. Because that's our experience today, too. But I'm reminded of three purple passages from the pen of St. Paul. All good news for us this morning, you'll be glad to hear. Where sin abounds, grace much more abounds. Hallelujah. God has won the victory in Jesus. God's love will triumph over all. As Jesus told us, we can expect trouble and plenty of it in this world. But we can also, every day, celebrate the truth that Jesus has overcome the world. Hallelujah. Elsewhere, Paul writes of his own difficult experiences. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. We carry this treasure in jars of clay. Hallelujah. Finally, an even more familiar passage is this one from Romans 8. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble? No. Shall hardship? No. Shall persecution? No. Shall famine? Shall nakedness? Shall danger? Shall guided ballistic missiles? No. No. That's Paul's conclusion. And he goes on, I'm convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, nor the present nor the future, nor any powers, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let me finish with a good news story from today. It's a story of someone locally affected by the post office scandal. This is John Hannah, postmaster in the village of Studham, not far away, just up the road, up the hill. He was forced to close the only shop in the village due to the losses he was running up thanks to the systematic failings of the Horizon software. He received hate mail and had his shop windows smashed by people who felt let down by him. But people in the village have rallied round. Almost miraculously, he's been able to stay in the village and is now able once again to walk around his village greeting people. With God's help, we too can show similar strength and determination in all adversity. Be sure of this, God's mercy is new every morning. Jesus greets us every day with the warm wonder of his searching and all-conquering love. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. We're now going to sing again and going to celebrate the fact that, God is, as we have already sung, Lord over all the earth. Over all the earth, you reign on high. I'll be back on again, Gary. Let's think about the words we're singing here. God reigns over all the earth. God reigns over my life and your life. God reigns over every circumstance we face in this world. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, I've forgotten the offering. We ought to take up the offering at some point, actually. That's a good reminder. Thanks, Obed. Yeah. Yeah, I will do in a minute. That's what, well, I'll do that. Actually, while we're taking up the offering, let's show off some of the colouring that the children have been doing. So this is Miles' start on the Happy Easter Bunny. I'm sure we could continue with that, but you've also got other things to be doing as well. You found other things to be doing, but okay, right. Joshua, all right, Joshua's been writing his name. Brilliant. Well done, Joshua. Okay, that's good. Excellent. And we've got a dinosaur as well, actually, so yeah, a dinosaur. Okay, that's an added extra. And we've got Caleb's. Could you just show Caleb's? I know it's not quite finished yet, but it's still working on it. Caleb's spring picture. There we are. Okay, excellent. Right. Yes, that's right. Yeah, we just hope they're not going to fall over, but yeah, Easter Bunny Towers, are they? Okay, right. Okay, excellent. Very colourful. Yep, okay, wonderful. Right. that's a very nice invitation. Thank you. Thank you, Joshua. That's great. Okay, right. Let's stand, shall we? Let's stand. Heavenly Father, we give you our thanks and praise for your goodness. We thank you that you are present amongst your people and that you delight to meet with us and to hear our songs of praise. We thank you, Lord, as we offer these gifts and other gifts given in other ways. We ask, Lord, that your name would be honored, that your will be done in our world and in our lives. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Let us pray together. Let's pray. This is a prayer for a world in need. In a world of hurt and fear, teach us, Lord, that you are here. Come and meet us in our pain. Show that faith is not in vain. Touch the broken in their grief. To the troubled, bring relief. Grant all who cannot cope inner strength, rekindled hope. In a world awash with need, scarred by hatred, envy, greed, come and show how much you care. Foster joy where there's despair. Hear the pleading of the poor, lives destroyed by debt and war. Work to bring new hope to birth, peace and justice on the earth. In a world where faith has died, yet where countless creeds divide, come and put an end to strife, all that scars or shatters life. Heal, renew us, Lord, we pray. Show us where we've gone astray. Give us help to put things right. Turn our darkness into light. Let's join together by praying the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. A closing hymn. I'm not sure we've actually sung this before. Certainly not in my time, I don't think, at Carey. But it's to a well-known tune. So this is At the Dawning of Salvation. just before the blessing, just want to give an invitation, really. That's him just reminding me that Jesus continues to offer us eternal life. So if there's anyone here this morning who hasn't yet received eternal life, or doesn't know, if you don't know you've received eternal life, I encourage you to speak to me after the service, or to speak to anyone here about this eternal life that is offered in Jesus. Two other things to say. Thanks so much for coming. Thanks for everyone who took part in the service, including yourselves. And of course, there's refreshments afterwards in the hall, so don't rush away. There's tea and coffee afterwards, and cake, so, you know. But anyway, the blessing. Heavenly Father, bless the seasons of each year. We bless you, called each day and every season to be workers in our vineyard. You've called us each day to be workers in your vineyard. Bless our town of Hemel Hempstead, we pray. Lord of sunrise and sunset, Lord of the darkness, we offer you our thanks and praise, and thank you for your blessing. Amen.